This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any, or maybe you can.
And this week we're talking about lemons. Lemons get a bad rap.
Nobody thinks about lemons as like a desirable fruit, you know? People aren't like...
Well, I think it goes beyond that. I think there's like active hatred and discrimination.
Are you serious? Really?
Well, there's
you think
that
so?
Lemon Tree, Very Pretty song.
What's that song?
Lemon Tree, Very Pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. I think it's Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh, that's so mean.
And it's not impossible
it's
to eat.
It's not impossible to eat at all.
It's very easy.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, that's that's pretty much all of the evidence that I've got. But
Thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. No,
no. Evidence piece two, I'd like to introduce this, Your Honor.
Do you mean Exhibit B?
Exhibit B, whatever. I'm not trained in the law. I just shoot from the hip. A bad used car is called
a lemon.
All right.
That is now
all the evidence in my quiver.
Oh, great. Let's turn these lemons into lemonade.
Okay. But let's not do lemonade on this episode because I think we could easily devote a whole episode to lemonade.
And
it should be in the summer.
Okay. So let's talk about lemons because we are heading into lemon season.
Yes. Lemons have a season?
Well, citrus fruits are at their peak in the winter.
And, you know, I know that, but I've never really understood why it is. And probably we don't know. So it's probably because of snowmen.
Yeah. It's snowmen who can fly, who travel around and bless all the citrus groves.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So anyway, what do you do with lemons?
Well, I love how, and I was hoping we could maybe figure out whether lemons are unique in this regard or what other things we can come up with. Lemons just cross the sweet and savory line like nobody's business. You know, you can make... That's not what you were expecting me to say.
No, go on.
Well, you know, you saute some vegetables, you squeeze some lemon on there, and it's better.
You have a soup that's a little bland, you squeeze some lemon in there, it's better.
Right, like the list of things that you can't squeeze a lemon on is pretty short. And
fish.
Right.
That wonderful creme fraiche and lemon chicken dish that Amanda Hesser did.
I don't think I'm familiar with that, and I want to hear more about
it. That's great, yeah.
You know, but then you go over, you got lemon cookies and lemon bars and lemon sorbet.
In my oven right now.
Right now?
Is right now, Brandon is at home with June and the oven, and in the oven is a brisket with lemon.
Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. Are there any other things like lemon that are equally at home in a brisket and a biscuit?
Maybe only...
I am so proud of myself right now.
maybe only salt.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I mean, sugar, maybe. I mean, I think...
Yeah.
Yeah, but salt. really.
Yeah, but I mean, salt and sugar, like, they're so basic, they're not really, like, things with identifiable flavors of their own.
Fine. No, then there is nothing like lemon. Is okay. that what you wanted me to say?
No, I honestly didn't know. No, I wanted you to come up with some totally legitimate answers that I would shut down for no reason.
You know, I would also say that vinegar is more useful than people give it credit for. I mean,
you're absolutely right.
Vinegar in pie crust makes it more tender, I think.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I couldn't remember if it was flaky or tender. But anyway, vinegar, you don't always want the flavor of vinegar. However, I'm hard-pressed to think of situations in which the flavor of lemon juice wouldn't be beneficial.
I thought of something. Limes. We'll do a lime episode sometime also.
Okay.
The other thing that's unique about lemons, and probably not unique, I should stop saying unique because not a lot of things are unique. You nork. You use the peel and use the juice.
Yes. The only thing you really can't use is the white pith.
The white stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you, let's talk about the zest first and like work from the outside of the lemon in. What do you, also the seeds, probably can't use those.
Yeah, probably can't use them, yeah.
So how do you zest a lemon? What tool do you use?
I'm a big fan of the microplane.
Yeah.
Big fan of the microplane.
Do you remember the bad old pre-microplane days?
I do. I have a box grater that I used to use. Yeah.
See, I had one of those like, with the handle and like the four little sharp holes.
Oh my God. And then you would chop that once you had all these little tiny ribbons?
Yes. And I would also chop my hand. I remember getting a absolutely disgusting, painful zester injury where you could like see like the tracks of the four little holes that I dug into my hand. It was awful.
Wow.
So so the microplane, I think everyone knows what it is by now, right? It seems like for years and years, like you would pick up Bon Appetit or whatever, and it would say, have you heard of the microplane? It's this new thing that went on for like 6 years.
Here is something that I've always thought about. How do you choose a lemon to get the maximum juice out of it?
Oh.
I mean, what's your technique for choosing?
Well, first of all, I think when you're choosing a lemon, like lemons that are good for zest and lemons that are good for juice, it's hard to get one that's good for both.
Yes, I agree.
Because I think that what's good for zest is when they're really bumpy on the outside, mm-hmm. but those, for some reason, tend to have somewhat less juice than the ones that
are smooth. Yes, I find that they have a thicker pith.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. So for a juicy lemon, I don't know, it should be like heavy and smooth and plump and squeezable.
I agree. And, you know,
You should see the hand gesture I've got going along with this description.
I tend to choose smaller lemons for juicing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, I really like those little lemons that are often like four for a dollar.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah. I really like those for juicing because I also find that they're so juicy that even a little one like that goes a long way. I mean, unless you're trying to get like a large quantity of lemon juice for like a salad dressing or something like that.
Yeah. No, you're right. And the format of those is really handy. I find they do have
the format. They're well designed, those lemons.
They do tend to have a lot of little seeds.
That's true.
Which, of course, kind of hate those. You can strain out.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what do you use to juice your lemons? Do you have like a thing that...
I have exactly the thing that your hands are describing.
Okay. It's like metal and you put it over a glass and you ream the lemon half on top of it?
Yeah. I don't know. Is it called a reamer if it's not a handheld thing?
I don't think so.
Okay. But yeah, it's the thing with like the dome-shaped thing with stripes, with like ridges.
Oh my God, we are geniuses at description.
We are the poets of the internet.
But I also have one of those things that's like two parts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you put the lemon in it and you pull the handle down or what, you know what I'm saying? You squeeze the lemon half.
I've always resisted when people say, like, you know, you guys should do a video episode. I figure, like, we would have to put on nicer clothes and comb our hair and find a wall to sit in front of or something that didn't look ridiculous. But for this episode, I feel like we've got, you know, I'm like, yeah,
you're doing incredible hand gestures.
I'm fondling one boob. Molly is like squeezing, you know.
I'm like operating hedge clippers.
Yeah. I was going to say bellows.
Yeah, bellows. That's great. Next, I'll be playing the accordion.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio.
So what does that mean anyway?
So it means they've got over 20 beautiful templates to start out with. You can customize it. You can make your website look great without being a web expert.
I've heard that they've even won design awards for their web templates.
Absolutely. It's going to look beautiful, and it's not going to look exactly like everybody else's website. It is perfect for blogs, for artistic portfolios, for a restaurant website. You know, your photo galleries are going to look awesome on Squarespace.
Yeah, and if you are a restaurant and you have a menu, it's very easy to put your menu online using Squarespace.
Yeah, they have an awesome support team that works 24/7.
And the team is named the Care Bear Lair, or I guess that's, you know, where they work.
Yes, you can go and visit them and tickle their little tummies and learn about friendship. Mm-hmm. And
all of this starts at only $8 a month.
Yes, and if you sign up with the code MILK11, you will get 10% off. And if you sign up for a year, you get a free domain name.
That is amazing.
Yeah, so you can register spilledmilkisawesome.com.
Terrific. Squarespace. Everything you need to make an exceptional website. So when can we eat these lemon bars?
Oh, okay. So I made lemon bars. I have actually never made lemon bars before.
Really?
I've certainly eaten them 600 times.
I've never made them either.
It was kind of more work than I expected.
Because you have to make it like a shortbread crust and then like a curd.
Yeah, right? I mean, for like a classic American cookie that everybody makes, it's a lot more work than a chocolate chip cookie.
And why don't yours have powdered sugar on top?
Okay, they have invisible powdered sugar on top because I put powdered sugar on them last night and it disappeared.
I've had that happen before.
It magically soaked in. Do you think I should put some more on now?
No, it's fine.
I think it's probably good. I wasn't even going to do it because I thought, hey, maybe they would be kind of sophisticated without. And then I tasted one and it was so tart that I'm like, I'm going to powder these butt puppies up.
Did you say I'm going to powder these butt puppies up?
That's not what I meant to say, but I think it is what I said.
So let's talk about lemon curd because I think it's sort of one of those miracles of chemistry.
It really is.
It's basically lemon juice, sugar, egg yolks, butter. Am I missing anything?
That's it. There's a pinch of salt in there.
It's so delicious.
So, yeah. So it's one of those things that always makes me nervous because you have to cook it up and stir it constantly up to a certain temperature. So, like, I'm trying to stir it constantly, but keep remembering, oh, I was supposed to get that out of the fridge. Oh, I have to get this out of the oven. I'm stirring with one hand. I'm, like, reaching behind myself with the other hand.
You should see the hand gestures he's making now.
Have you been to my salami dungeon?
This is really delicious. Are you going to post this recipe on the website?
I bet we can find this recipe online. It's the Cook's Illustrated Lemon Bars recipe. The crust is kind of crazy thick, but it works. Mm. And there's just a massive amount of lemon juice and zest in there.
Mm.
And I think the thing about lemon zest is when you heat lemon juice, the lemony flavor cooks out really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime you're making a recipe where lemon juice is going to be heated, I mean, first off, you're like squeezing lemon juice onto something to brighten the flavor. I do that off the heat so it doesn't get cooked out.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're making something like this, you throw a bunch of zest in so the lemon flavor doesn't get destroyed.
I would also add that lemon juice oxidizes and tastes different, you know, if it sits around too long after you've juiced it. So I think it's important when you're making cocktails or doing anything where you're going to be using a large amount of lemon juice, making lemon bars, for instance, you want to juice the lemons pretty shortly before you're using them.
Now, I'm not sure if I agree with that. Let's have this out. Because I thought that for a while, and then I read somewhere that actually someone said they thought that lemon juice tasted better after it had been sitting out for half an hour.
That person has no taste buds.
And I tried it, and I think they might be right. I should have set up the experiment, because this is all bluster at this point.
I would like our listeners to take note of the fact that we are disagreeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to claw Matthew's eyes out in a minute. Too bad we don't have video.
It's a good thing that I got rid of that old zester with the four holes.
I want to eat more lemon bars.
I do too. Let's get some more lemon bars up here. Did you have a selection? Yeah, Iris.
More lemon bars up here.
Iris, bring us lemon bars. Oh, so something else I like to make that really highlights the lemon flavor, but is a savory dish. There's this braised fennel recipe. I think it might be a Melissa Clark. I will look into this. And you you slow cook some sliced fennel bulb for a while, and you toss in some chopped fennel fronds, the wispy bits at the top, and then some Meyer lemon. Mm-hmm. So and Meyer lemons, you know, it's a slightly different variety of lemon that sort of milder, a little bit more orangey.
Yeah, it kind of tastes like it's crossed with like a tangerine.
Yeah, which for all we know it might be. Mm-hmm. We being high powered botanists in the competitive world of competitive botany.
competitive botany.
I'm gonna find that braised fennel with Meyer lemon recipe because I make it whenever I can get my hands on a Meyer lemon, and it's really great.
Have you ever had a pizza with thinly sliced lemon on it?
Yes. Sometimes fresh lemon and sometimes like Moroccan preserved lemon. Mm-hmm. I like it both ways.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to ask you that.
Yeah. One more thing before we wrap this up. Do you find lemons expensive?
Oh, yeah. So I went to go purchase the lemons for my brisket. Did you know the brisket rhymes with biscuit?
I was not aware. Thank you.
I went to go purchase the lemons for my biscuit. I was at PCC, which is a local food co-op. And the lemons there, they were all organic, and they were $1.29 a piece. And I thought, that is crazy. I'm not going to pay this, even though this is an organic lemon. So then I went to the other nearby grocery store, which was Ballard Market. Uh-huh. The lemons there were $1.59 a piece.
Is it?
Granted, that was an organic lemon, but there is no other organic fruit that I can think of that is that expensive for that little amount of it.
Let's see. Another expensive fruit. Cherimoyas.
No, but seriously, why should an organic lemon cost? Why should an organic lemon cost that much money?
I don't know. Is it
that hard to grow without pesticides?
Was it much more expensive than the non-organic lemon?
Yeah, I can get four for $1 of the non-organic ones.
Where?
Ballard Market, same store.
The little ones, though.
Some of the little ones.
Okay, because the big ones are often $1.
I know, and what is up with that? $1 for a lemon, that seems like so much.
We sound like we are 77 years old.
In my day, lemons cost a nickel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we would go down to Gus's Lemon Hut, you know, a barrel of lemons, and that was all we had to eat, and we liked it. did you ever like just suck a lemon when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you ever use the phrase "go suck a lemon"?
No.
I would kind of like to use that unironically. So I think we're getting to the bottom of this lemon barrel.
Right. Okay.
I really want to take some more bites of that, but I'm far too polite to do it on mic.
Okay.
You can find us at SpilledMilkPodcast.com. We'll post a link to that braised fennel with Meyer lemon recipe if I can find it. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/SpilledMilkPodcast.
You can find us on iTunes.
And until next time, go suck a lemon.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
All right. Oh, shit. I just dragged the headphone cord through my lemon bar.